Siddur is originally sponsored by the Mueller family in memory of Joyce's father, Robert Siegel, Lazar Ruvain, Ben Yitzchak HaLevi. We've been making our way through Tehillim, Perek Vav, otherwise known to us as Tachanun. Tachanun is really broken up into two parts, two halves. The first of the Melech is asking Hashem to transform, to return, Shuva, to return the loving, affectionate relationship rather than the one that's filled with rebuke and with his suffering and his punishment, either from his own ailments and illness or from the enemies. And then it pivots where he directs his wrath, so to say, against the source of that pain. And he describes, after davening to Hashem, he can't serve him, he can't express gratitude properly when he's not in this world. But he describes the pain that he's been in. Every night I make my bed swim, I melt my couch with tears. V'dimasi arsi amseh. And the pasuk we're up to now, he continues, Ashasha mikas eni, my eye is dimmed because of grief. Aska b'chol tzorerai, it has become old because of all of my adversaries. Suru mimeni kopoli oven, kishema Hashem kol bichyi. Depart from me, all you workers of iniquity. Who is he talking to? Who are these poalim? Who are these workers? And then he says, as if punked in the middle of asking whatever the source of his pain and anguish to end or go away, he already says, Shama, in past tense, Shama Hashem kol bichyi. Hashem has heard the call of my bichyi. Call means the voice of the sound. Bichyi is the cries. So what's going on over here? So Rashi explains, what is this word? Ashasha mikas eni. And again, as I've been saying through Tehillim, I'm not going to ask through Tachanun, and I'm not going to ask anyone to offer a translation, even though we say these words all the time, and we should be familiar with what they mean. Ashasha, what's the root of the word Ashasha? Mikas, out of anger, eni, my eyes. So Rashi explains, Ashasha is milashan ashashas. Ein shema'ora kea mirov tzar, anigra ma'idea ovim. Eye disease, a person whose eyes have been damaged, eyes have been dimmed, eyes have decayed or rotted. Milashan rikvon, rikavon, rot or decay, either crying from the pain, the loneliness, being pursued by enemies, crying from the suffering, the pain, the anguish of the illness. So ashasha milashan ashashas, it's a description of the pain or anguish, a condition of the eyes. Aska hu lashan yashan bezaking. He's old and tired. So the older a person gets, everyone here, of course, is incredibly young, so you wouldn't know. But the older a person gets, they get cataracts and macular degeneration. They can't see far. They can't see close. They need readers. They need progressives. Eyes begin to go. So David HaMelech is saying that my enemies and my illness have accelerated my aging, and my eyes are going. My bed is filled with tears. I've cried them out. And the result is ashasha mikas eini. The Malbim explains a little bit differently. The Malbim explains the crying, it began because of the yisurei haguf ha-nefesh. Mi'achar mikein hosiv David HaMelech shekoza eina kama atzar shenigma idei ha-oivim shirudvim oso. But even though the beginning of the tears came because of the pain of illness, physical and emotional and spiritual, those pale in comparison to the pain, the loneliness, the anguish of enemies who are pursuing him. And that's why Asha Mikas, the kas, the anger, is directed at the enemies who are at the source of compromising his very eyesight and his very eyes. And then he describes, Suru Mimeni Kopo Ale Oven. So Suru Mimeni means depart from me. Good riddance. Be gone. Kopo Ale Oven. What are the Po Ale Oven? Po Alem are workers. Oven with an aleph is aleph vav nun. Sin, mistakes, indiscretion, iniquity. So who are the poale oven that David HaMelech is saying, suru mimeni, good riddance, say goodbye, get lost. So some say he's talking about the poalim ra harodfim. It means the enemies who are pursuing him. They're poale oven. They are instigators of iniquity, and he wants to be rid, he wants to be free of them. That's what he's crying about. Others say he's not talking about some external enemy. Who are the poalei oven? Other mefarshim on Tehillim say He's talking about within himself. He's talking about the leve naim shem shesure avera. We know the eyes see, and then the heart craves or longs, and then a person makes mistakes. So David HaMelech is not speaking or blaming others, but as we saw earlier from the Medrash Tehillim, David HaMelech suffered because of the Maisa Batsheva. He was bedridden for a prolonged period of time. All of this condition and all these tears are a consequence of his own choices and actions. And if that's true, if that's the historical basis of Tachanun and of Tehillim Vav, then it makes sense that Suru Mimenu Kopoli Oven, he's not talking about the enemies from without. David HaMelech is talking to himself. He's trying to awaken and arouse himself to live a virtuous life. Suru Mimenu, I wish I didn't have to contend with the Poalei Oven, with that which tempts me, which that which draws me, which that which causes me to make mistakes and causes me to sin. And that's what he's talking about, are the Poalei Oven. The Radak has two different, then the Radak gets to Kishema Hashem Kol Bechi, that we'll pick up next time. Here on the one hand, he's bemoaning, my eyes are gone, they're dimmed, my anger at the enemies have caused me to cry so much, it's aged me, I can't see. And be gone, Kol Poalei Oven. And then all of a sudden he pivots mid-sentence, Kishama, not Yishma, not in the future, may Hashem hear the voice of my cries, but he heard it. So what happened? What changed? He already heard it? Is he healed? Repaired? Is everything better? Why is it in past tense, not future tense? That's what we'll pick up with the Mirtz Hashem next time.